It's your Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme for today, Saturday, 7th of March, 2020. On deck, as per usual, you've got the host, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Watson. You know him affectionately as Sluggy, slash Sluggy Dan. And he's, as usual, he's brought us a guest or two, and he's going to say good evening to you in a matter of seconds or two. So, good evening to you, Sluggy.
Manners and respect, good evening. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. I am here. I am ready. 434-1790, that's your number. 434-1790. Don't mind the lateness. We had the Sandy Lane Gold Cup. I hope that who went to the Gold Cup get back home safe and sound. Everyone enjoyed themselves. Standing up in the hot sun watching horses run. Hope you enjoy it. I heard the commentary on VOB. I heard Natalia. Natalia is such a professional. See, you hear that? That woman is gifted at what she's do here.
Yes, like, she does it well, yes, indeed.
See, I'm telling myself, you, like, you're the girl, you know, they be children, yeah. Like, she had me feel like about you, for real, Natalia. Great
for
great
family outing, huh?
Yeah, boy. She had it sung that sort that bubbly way. I enjoy it. I want to hear if one of the horses win, or if it's still good to go a cup. Because I don't know if one of the dogs going to win anymore. Get the host of Stanley Host and be lousy. Like Sealy and Sluggy, but you need to get out somewhere.
Sealy and Sluggy gotta be here and go cup day.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Like us. But 434-1790, they want some music too. Today want to play some music, so they want some tunes from you. All they want to hear some good Bajan music. We can talk about it. And they have a genius in the studio. The first thing, but I'm not going to introduce him as yet because they want to make sure he go live and everything as well. They got this man, we blow up social media with the conkeys, and now 4 foot, we got social media going crazy. And then have of course, you all know LaShawna. LaShawna brought in an award, boy, so we can have a great conversation. Now we have a call already. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Manners,
manners. Right, Sealy got you. Sealy, how you low here? Want me hear you properly, right?
You know, he's do that here to me, though.
They don't know what he's do that to you.
Won't be one. Not so at all.
Manners, listen, I missed you last week so bad I had crying.
I went away last week. Are you calling that thing?
I hear you calling, but I like to hear you. I like to hear you coming through my ears.
Oh, that's good. Listen,
I listen to you calling. I'm waiting when I hear you.
It won't be here every day, you know. Well, you take the whole love to be here every day.
I would love you to be there every day.
Right, so you know you got a lot of
reason at this kind of time.
You have a lot of power, so all you got to do is call the shot. All you got to say want Sluggy and Sluggy here.
All right,
you got the power, you know what I mean? And Grayson is a big boy.
Ronnie's still there.
If Ronnie, are you sure Ronnie's still here, Grayson?
He was here earlier. I'm not sure if he left already.
I am afraid to let him know what I need you, and let him know that. Listen, Ronnie, that's what, do something.
That is what you're talking about. Let
that's
Ronnie know you need me. Yes.
I'm playing beat around the bushes, standing back and saying, "Correct." Still, I'm going straight to your head, spring.
Correct. Go straight to your head. Let him know you need Sluggy.
I need Sluggy. Yes. So all is well.
Everything good. I'm great, man. You know, we get some Bajan music today. I get to chill out with a. That's noisy. Hello.
Sorry. Yeah.
I get to chill out with a good boy for once. You know.
Uh-huh.
He's in studio. Not like this boy Grayston or anything. Uh-uh. Like, actually got a decent fella in studio, right?
Yeah.
For once. That's
good.
Yes, and everything's good, man. Everything's good. You want to hear anything?
Everything is good. I could hear Randy Allen. I can't control my emotions. You hear how I get on?
Listen, man. What are you doing this to me? What are you doing this to me? You know, wait, this is the first song. What is Grayson? What is she doing this?
I can't control my emotions.
Sealy, what is she doing this? Wait, this is the first song.
But it's a nice song, so.
Yes.
So you emotional too?
Yeah.
It's a good song. I like it.
You going to put me in my feelings.
Yeah, I can't control it, man.
Oh my God, that is sweet one, though, no?
Yes.
Bajan music sweet, no?
All the time. True. Don't we got, something but Bajan, we got some sweet music, but we.
Yeah, you know, it's strictly deal with Bajan, though.
Yeah.
You know, strictly Bajan. They put that trend heavy.
Yes, love. So anyhow, manners and respect all the time.
Yes, manners and respect all the time. And thanks for calling. You know, we love you here at VOB. We love you.
I love you, Grace. And I beg you for Grace to bring some questions to me. Grace, you got anything to ask Cluggy Girl?
No, the time will be too short. But next week, God's willing, we'll test your knowledge again. And this time you won't go on Google, right?
All right, Greg.
Now we're talking about you. Have a good evening. She ready, right, Celia. She ready, boy.
Thanks, likewise.
All right.
Yes, have a good night. Celia?
Yes, sir.
She ready,
yeah? Yeah, she was.
Let me tell you.
She was participating in some question and answer sessions regarding music. She did pretty well. Very well, she did.
Well, that is, you see that? If she didn't do good, if she will come back.
I don't know, but I'm happy that she.
But no, we can be ready. We can be ready for she next time. And that's good. That's good. That's good. People participate. You know, and test your knowledge. Just keep you sharp. Thanks a lot for calling, man. 434-1719. You know, this is your boy Sluggy. You know, I really appreciate the calls. I really appreciate the love. Thanks for the first call. You know, that's our friend here. I don't ever take it for granted. You know, I really appreciate it. But I know she after this, all this love she want, this can't control my emotions.
We have it for her too.
So we're going to play that song for you, you know, and get me in my mood. And then we can come back and have a chat. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday, 6-ish. Am I right? We can play this song, Can't Control My Emotions.
I really had some very restless nights.
Well, there you go. Two huge Barbadian songstresses there for you, Wendy Aline and, of course, Cheryl Hackett. You're into Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Yes, some special requests, key requests coming in. That was two requests that came in so far. Two beautiful songs indeed. You know, that was the time when Bajan, that was the time when Bajan writing to me, Corey. And let me introduce my guest now, the man, the myth, living legend.
Talking about
social media champion, you know, about strictly positive vibes. He's one of the many that, you know, spread a lot of good vibes and support the works, you know, and support everything you're doing with the youth. You know, he'd be right there, and then he'd be on a mission himself because he's also a teacher, he's a musician, you know, he's a radio host as well, a moderator. So I'm very, very pleased to have him today and have a chat with him. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome my brother Corey Worrell. Good evening, buddy.
Good evening. And as Sluggy, the first time we meet Sluggy, all I hear you talking is manners and respect. Use the body that start in Barbados.
Nah, but he commodored it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But LRG, who's a dancehall artist.
Yeah.
He's the one that started the manners thing, but it was street oratory. He had it really popular in the streets. So by bringing it to a different side of the world, because like the VOB 92.9 audience, you don't really hear anyone speaking like that. So he just decided to bring my thing to my audience.
I heard it on fireworks all the time. And to the point now where it's all, you know, as you go through Barbados, listen, everywhere you go, I will see guys.
I just can't believe it,
bro. I will go out and see guys on blog, I see guys in supermarket, I see on bus. And just even ladies, I hear ladies, but they know the same manners. You know, one body will say manners, the other body will say respect.
Yeah.
So it's like a greeting. But my thing I want though that is that naturally. I want transition from just saying it.
That's the aim.
Actually living it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is the aim. Because, you know, as we all boys growing up, you know, they got a lot of sayings where you can't really say it when you're home. Because it might not be all the way rude, but your mother don't. I ain't want to hear that talking here.
Yeah.
Know what you mean? But then it wanted. It's a
big
it want,
man.
Yeah.
Right. Yo, big man. My man. Don't. Who you calling a man in this house?
Yeah.
Don't call nobody big man.
Right.
Teachers is complaining about it, you know.
Yeah.
Because I actually said to some students at the time when I was teaching.
Teachers complain about that.
They complain me. They tell me
for real.
They told me I was wrong because I was talking. All right. So how I put it. I am one of those teachers that when I was teaching in the system, that I would deal with different children different ways.
Yeah.
If I go into the boys that is the quote-unquote gang leaders in school, and let's say the man had a fight, and I go on to the fight to separate the fight, or I go good for a man that had drugs funny or something, and he ran and talk, here we're going on to a boss, man. You need to check yourself. No, I ain't gonna talk to you little first formers, and you know. So some teachers will say, "You calling him man? You should, Mr. Worrell. That is unacceptable."
But were you speaking like a woman? So is only female teacher that had the problem?
Yeah, the female teachers had a problem with me saying boss man or I was a big man. Who you feel talking about?
Can you see where I go? This lady, sure you want to go here?
But I want Sluggy, sure. And the only thing I know Sluggy for is being real, genuine, and honest.
Yes.
So I at home.
No, it was just puzzling because, you know, when you say, but you're doing so, you know you meant female teachers.
Female teachers, yeah.
So why the male teachers never had a problem? Obviously, you can't know what they're thinking or how, but I mean, what you feel?
I just think
more relaxed.
So, well, no, the reality is that there are a lot of persons in teaching who are clueless as it relates to what's happening on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the children come in the classroom, they're students, they also bring the street into the classroom. Now, I can relate to the street children with the street lingo. That's just how it is. So if I was going to a school to teach now, right? I prefer to teach at the rougher schools. So I'm not interested in teaching at AHC, QC. Well, they got their own roughness. But you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Now, if I got to deal with a class that I know these guys really street guys, first morning, I can just... This is the first thing on my mouth, you know. I walk in the class. Manners! And if nobody responds, then I know I got to deal with these children on a different level.
Yeah.
But if I hear the children respond, Respect.
Yeah.
I get deep with them on that level. You know what I mean? So it's just being able to understand the culture in the school or the culture in the class, and as a teacher, adopt myself to be able to deal with the children. So there's going to be a time where I speak standard English, but there's a time that I can speak straight Bajan as well.
Yeah. That is one thing I admire about you too, and somebody Roger Gittings too. Your brother, who is obviously a legend in when it comes to music at his young age, your brother is one of the finest in the whole Caribbean. You know, but you know, a show with him, you know, gonna be a different show. Cause, yeah. You know, although it's one of y'all are a twin, is two completely different people.
We got a lot of things in common.
Enough. But I mean the being that you see, Laurie is a larger than life. Person, you know what I mean? Like, you're a person that is quietly confident, you know what I mean? And speak when you have to, but when Laurie step is like only Laurie, you know what I mean? And I mean, in a way, like, he got a light that you know what I mean? You can't get away from, but y'all got a lot of things in common. Like, you said that, so we would say the things y'all got in common besides just liking music, because that's obvious. Music and sports, and that's it. Well, that's not a lot.
He likes sports,
man. Love.
My brother loves sports.
He's a competitive person. Yeah,
very, very competitive. Well, you ain't cricket with me, so you know, I.
Yeah.
But
y'all are not to cut you off. Y'all gotta come and see the musicians, and this is BJ Rhythm and Rhyme, so he could advertise this, right? Because it's musicians. You gotta come and see the entertainers play cricket on Sunday. You see, you laughing, and you'll see it.
What time is this?
You start at 3 o'clock. Up.
On the dot.
Unfortunately, guess where we'll be at 3 o'clock.
Here. Well, 3 to what time?
At 9. Finish at 9.
Don't we begin got some day games though, because we can play against some. I don't know what you're saying.
Wait a minute. You said I was laughing, but you were laughing before you started to laugh.
Yes, you have to see it because. Aishaka, I bring it up. I don't know why Corey bring it up. Aishaka, I bring it up.
He's a big spinner.
But I joined in.
Who was a big spinner?
Aishaka.
A big spinner. But he's a spinner to me like a dance. You know, like, how to go to Temptations. Man was spinning around a dance. But the man in me the cricket.
But no, I ain't gonna talk to you. But
I got the video online, and the video gone viral. Aishaka come out to bat, and he had me vexed because he had a Manchester United shirt. So it's Batman, yo. Shaka Kong, I thought he looked good. The man technique, and you know, the guy to me, this stand up look good. You know, that Carol Hooper met not, but he looked real sweet. Like, Shaka stand up at the crease, erect, straight up, Sealy. When the ball comes, right, Shaka watch the ball carefully and swing through, and the ball hit the stumps, and all that in one pretty motion. And I said, yo, you never seen that. It's a good, I met that.
He performed just like a true Manchester United team.
Oh boy, I get enough football talk, boy. You can get four calls.
Ronnie must be laughing, man. 4341790. And what Sealy did for the listener, because what do you call this? You're looking for the fancy word.
He smiled, that's a wipe off. Snuggy face, just
I'm looking for a fancy word, man.
Snuggy's a man, you fan.
Yeah. But he's looking for a fancy word, because when he just said about just a matter thing and so on, they might not be sports fans. So he's trying to be esoteric. You know what I mean? He's trying to speak. He's trying to be smart with it, right? Only so he's selected few, but see, he just insulted me to the maximum.
Not you, sir. Not you. Not you at all. Maybe your team, but not you.
I can take a...
Right. Let's focus back on you, Corey.
Right, but you all have to come in at 3 o'clock up at gymnasium. And it'd be fun. The men would be real competitive, though. But when we first come out, everybody's saying, and you know what, man? When they get a bunch of men, you know, it got to go south quick. You know, it just be women are far smarter than us. Anyhow, we get together, it's just fun.
Stop. Women are not far smarter than men. Women are differently smarter than men.
You could put all you want, put it.
But that's what it's a different.
But you could say all you want, say the men we figure, but when they watch we and they watch them, they're far smarter than we. I see we do things that get up on a motorcycle and jump over a cliff that we are not ready here going just for our venture to see where we can land. Women, they doing that.
I want you to introduce your female guest here.
She ready for, ain't ready for her yet?
I heard her voice in the background. You're telling person, I don't know if she ain't here doing nothing, but she's a guest.
She is?
A sluggy. She's not your guest?
But she, you don't know, she just said, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you being here, madam.
Yes, 3 o'clock on Sundays. Billie Jean isn't all going to come out. Sealy, we said we can just have fun. But then with cricket...
Who are some of these musicians as we dear?
Listen, you have Dr.
Stephan Walker.
Dr. Stephan Walker.
You got Melvin.
You got great Melvin. You got Chad. Chad is one of the drummer for Promise. We all know who Dr. Stephan Walker is. Lurie Leon Warrell.
Spin bowler, yeah. Adrian Order.
You got Adrian Order, who's who he's like Barris production manager. Adrian Order. We got Chewie's come out as well, a fantastic music teacher. Darren. Marvel. You got Darren Bailey in the crank too. He's Marshall, keyboardist and band leader. It'd be great. It'd be great. He best to come once and
John Yard. Who could bowl very good? It was short. John Yard bowled very good.
John Yard is actually a good cricketer.
Yeah, he
bowled well. Good is relative, but he's John Yard is
for this kind of tournament, he's good.
Yeah, be like no, but to me, he appear like if he care about cricket, he would play it good. You know, they got some people that look so like if he care about cricket, come behave. We got Mylon Clark, who knows my premier saxophonist, but Mylon is somebody that like no cricket is a sport. He's really met sport like cricket. You got another fantastic looking not zero in this entertainment cricket is my brother Randy Eastman. You got can see Randy Eastman's shirt and pants. If Randy's playing in the short pants, no like a sport shorts, it look like it pressed properly. If Randy playing a shirt that you wearing the boutine, he can let it get pressed properly. He looks, you know, he hair cut well. He have a roundup and come on back sweet. I'm about two or three.
You remind me of Courtney Walsh by him. Pretty much.
Yo, I talk about technique yeah, too. Technique. And you know, and that's all these tests. Next thing, man, tomorrow never comes.
So, that's lucky what happened with He-Man Ball too.
What happened to me, man, boy?
Precisely, you may have
done
a little bit more.
For real?
Let me continue, man.
Oh, you got me real good, because that's not true.
So you're a bowler, you're a batsman, because you seem surprised at the fact that
he's like the videographer.
Oh, I see, okay.
But they're not ready for me yet, see, you know, it's a sportsman site, so they're not really ready yet at the top. No, man, no boy hit me no way here. And they get with some boy too, and they only bowl six balls.
He just bowl one over?
They bowl six balls, one get hit far for six.
So that part was true then?
He said, all right, when the bidding said all of the place, what I mean, not more than one place.
Listen.
I don't think he said, I think he said he get some.
Come and watch your cricket.
And you want to know the sweet thing about this? You want to know what's sweet about this here? You want to know what's so sweet about this cricket match that I play? The one that I bowl is on my Facebook live. Some people could go and see what I bowl.
Okay.
You understand? It's like sweet about it. And I can be there tomorrow too. But you all got to come out and watch it. It'd be great fun. Come on. Y'all come and join in too. We don't mind. It's supposed to be fun, but man, it's really want out here. I really want here for six.
Remind me where it is again.
Tomorrow we'll be gymnasium, right. 3:00. Free.
Just find which car park free.
Yeah. Any car park free. We hijack the car park. You know what I mean? Hijack it for ourselves. Yes. So I just really wanted to say that because I want more people come out. Because I want people to see this action and see the entertainers like from all walks of life getting together. Because, you know, we love that boy.
Nicholas Branca took a top catch.
Nick is a good sport, but Nick is player. Nick is playing world tennis really, really well, too. Nicholas Branca is a good sportsman. And then, you know, plus he against musicians, so you're really going to be that good. You understand?
You and the men were going for that.
So you know the men as good as they think they are.
Listen. Some of these men play cricket in school.
Some in Barbados,
these guys are serious cricketers. Chad just played competitive cricket.
Chad is a serious cricketer.
Yeah, my brother.
But being serious don't mean he's Gary Sobers. He just takes his.
Some men are serious. Very serious about it, even though it's fun. Okay. It's fun.
I want him to be said about it, but they're not that good. You know, I believe that Starcom will be older for like 20 cent all out.
One is the other guest will.
Right, it want that challenge. Right, you know, you see what you're doing though. You see what you're doing. You picking up. What you're doing? Right, good. We want that challenge. But Corey.
Yes, sir.
How it was, right? Growing up doing music, and having a brother, that the twin that's so gifted in me from early. Because I think you went to D music school.
Wesley Hall.
Yeah, like and. The people that come to Wesley Hall, see, they be getting here with so much names. Like, we need that program back in primary school. Like, a program like that, as vibrant as that. You know, like, And I don't think Resi Hall got banned anymore, but that's saying that we ain't getting together.
It was a very, very big thing at Resi Hall. I don't think the choir as well was a big thing.
But that's something that we can get together amongst ourselves and do for Resi Hall for sure, because Resi Hall can't don't have a music program or instruments. You know what I mean? And all of you here.
Well,
you
know what I said it before, I say it again. People disagreed with me, but from the time girls came to Resi Hall, it changed. Right? That's just me personally. It would have changed. But as it relates to growing up, my brother is a very gifted
programmer instruments. You know what I mean? And all of you here.
Well,
you
know I said it before, I say it again. People disagreed with me, but from the time girls came to Resi Hall, it changed. Right? That's just me personally. It would have changed. But as it relates to growing up, my brother is a very gifted musician. And we started music from five years old.
Yes.
So we were going to Auntie Susie's. You understand? I cannot recall I having a desire to go, but I went along. My brother, he went through the grades. I mean, he skipped a grade when he started at five. It was different. But for me, music was more so something I had to work really hard at, whereas with him, it was a natural gift for him. When we were in secondary school, he continued at foundation. Like, at Resi Hall, Lori was a drummer, played piano. When he went foundation, he was a keyboardist. He was a drummer at school again. But cadets was my life. I had a desire for cadets. That was, I went to school because of cadets. So when I was old enough that I could have chose not to go to piano lessons, I stopped. But my brother continued, you know. Then he went on to BCC. You know, he had grade 8, right up to grade 8. Then he started playing bass. And so for him, that was his life. For me and the music, now it has stopped. But then in 2002, in the early 2000s, I started writing songs. And that was really inspired by a guy named Capel Adams. And Capel went to school at Harrison College.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison College in those days had a rap group called KIR. I would never forget. Had a guy named Graham in it. They had a guy named Rivera. These guys were so good at that age. And they were younger than me. And I was inspired and I started writing music. And community college had a pageant called Community Festa. And some people come to me and tell me, "Man, Corey, man, I think you, a guy named Terry."
You will be coming to Community Festa, not across
here? I know, boy. But a guy named Terry Lane came to me. And he said he was the guy who used to produce music. He's the acting CEO of Grantley Adams International Airport, former general manager of JetBlue. Right. So Terry came to me and said, "Corey, listen, I believe you should enter this pageant." I was like, "Pageant? Well, I ain't gonna deal with the pageant." "Pageant? Are you talking about makeup and all that?" I was like, "Nah, pageant ain't for me." "Master Corey, believe you could enter this pageant." I didn't take it on, you know, because I had a song written. And then a girl named Laurel Springer, she came to me the same week. I said, "Corey, listen, I think you should enter Community Festa." So because two of them said it, I said, "Man, I got a song. You only ever got to work on everything else, but I got a song written." I said, "I can enter this competition." I entered the competition. I went and put down my name, and then everybody that had already put down their name dropped out, or something like that happened.
You trying to say you freaking everybody?
I didn't know what it was, but people dropped out. So then they had a group. Oh, there was an a cappella group that was before G Syndicate. There was a cappella group. Oh, Lord, that was
Frank
at
Comer?
BCC. No, it was at BCC. These guys, I can still remember
BCC.
A fella named Corey McLean was in it. I can't remember the name, but I went and asked those guys if they would join the pageant, and they joined it. So, long story made short, I went the pageant. I got best song, best dress. Sorry, best talent, best dress, best overall, whatever. That same year, I got invited to perform at Gospel Fest, The Hill. So imagine a guy who never performed nothing before, went to a pageant, and then I get to go on The Hill. And I came on, I think, either before Tribal Roots and Promise, or between them, something like that. And looking back, it was horrible. Looking back to me.
Come on.
And that's really where it, when it's so horrible, I talk about me on stage. Right? And
I figured that's what you meant.
Yeah. Those guys were good. And Junior Morgan and those guys, I really looked up to those guys because the music was excellent and stuff. But I started a band in 2002, along the same time of the pageant. I started a band right after called Brotherhood. And I did that up to 2006. I closed it down because I was getting real arrogant with it. I shut it down, honestly, because it was I was becoming very prideful with it. I left, went overseas as a missionary, came back, started back now with only two people, myself and a guy named Imran Richards. But then all of that kind of faded out, you know. So that's basically the little journey. What I would say, though, as it relates to music, for parents that are listening, I speak in now as a youth leader, a person in music, and a parent. I would encourage, once you can, to do all possible to make sure that your child is in at least these two things. Something to do with music and something to do with a social club. So that social club could be Girl Guys, it could be Scouts, 4-H, it could be Cadets, it could be Pathfinders, it could be Duke of Edinburgh, you know, but it could even be a sports club, right? But you see, music, there's something remarkable about music. And the thing is that you're not putting your child in it to become a musician. But there's something, honestly, in my opinion, I believe everybody in the world should learn, should know how to, should have exposure to music, right? Whether you're a singer, a writer,
That's the basics.
Yeah, because the thing is that music is the universal language. Think about it.
It is true.
It is also one of the most powerful forces out there, rather than unite.
It's a serious medium, yeah.
You know, and I consider reggae in a category by itself, because I literally consider reggae rebellious music, and that could be rebelling from things that are bad. Not only because people hear the word rebel, I think you're rebelling for something that good, but you can actually rebel in a sense from something that is negative. You know, so remember, I said I stopped playing piano.
Yes.
In 2004, I had a great desire to play guitar. Because at that time, I was really into reggae music.
You're about 22, that thing?
Yeah, 20-something.
Okay. Yeah, you born in January, too? Yeah. Right.
So, 22, 24, 26. Yes, 22. Yeah. So, I had a strong
desire. Just one stamp the time. Go ahead.
To play a guitar. And what sparked it was that there was a guy named Bradley Florence.
Bradley?
Florence.
Okay.
He got dreads. He's played guitar. You would know if I
see him. Oh, okay.
Right? This guy is amazing guitar. So it was him. It was a guy named Kevin Jack. It was a guy named Rodney Yard. It was Tony Rebel. And there was somebody else. And John Matthews, right? All of these are guitarists, but each of them got different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But the drive came when I used to see these... when I wanted to write music, I realized that playing guitar just gave a little edge, you know, being able to play and write and sing. And so what I was able to do is use my knowledge from playing piano. Because when I did piano, you didn't want to play. You had to learn to sing. You had to learn to sing melodies and all of these things. So my ear was developed. So the reason why I say that is to say this. Even though I started out on piano, I was able to use what I learned, I apply it to guitar. I taught myself guitar. Then I taught myself how to play bass. You know, I could play drums. Nobody taught me how to play those things.
Were you beg Lori for lessons?
Nah, my brother won't teach me. That's the thing. When it comes to music, I just leave my brother in the corner, right? I won't ask my brother to teach me. Eventually, that would be also arguing. You tell me I listen in. So I would prefer to go either somewhere else or learn from YouTube. Oh, and I learned a lot of my guitar stuff from.
Imagine that, though, like having a brother that people consider a genius, but you can't really teach you. And I understand that, look, bro. And I understand that. So my son Ray is really gifted. Right, really gifted in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't teach you,
you know.
And plus, he's 11, it'd be too powerful.
The thing is, though, music is in my family, you know. Raphael Hines, top drummer, top keyboardist. He's my cousin.
That little boy, let me tell you, boy.
Marva Hines. That's my aunt. Rashad.
Marva Hines?
Yeah, my aunt. So music is part of us, you know. But for me, no, I mainly focus on the songwriting and the recording, and that's where my heart is, you know. And my three main genres would be reggae, soca, and dancehall, in that order,
Reggae, soca, and dancehall.
Yes. So, and I got a lot. Reggae first. I got enough first. Yeah, I got enough music that I could today put out 3 albums. But that would be stupid to do.
Why?
Because I learned
from other... I love you. I'm glad you're going there.
I learned from other people's mistakes. So, I know persons who had good music, excellent music.
Mm-hmm.
And today I still got CDs. Because what the thing about it is, right? You could put out music. First of all, we are in an environment, and before it was about people burning your music. Now you got software that wants, listen, I have software on my Mac that anything that plays online, I could capture it. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, the thing is, you may go and invest in an album. No problem. You got good music. But it will go nowhere, one, if nobody don't know you, two, if you don't got... You see, the producing the music is the easy part, you know? The hardest part for me is the marketing and selling it and getting it the right place and going to deal with the politics of DJs. And, you know, it's just the way it is.
But because that world plays to you? I mean, the world where you have to worry about the DJs and all that in your world as well?
It's not going to be that. It's in my world. It's the world that we live in. So let me give you an example. You got You got music that is get heavy. You see Crop Over, probably the best thing to watch. Come Crop Over time, which can probably start next month. Music can probably start coming out. The reality is that you hear music being played on the radio that you'd be telling yourself, how this getting so much rotation? You know? Yeah, you'd be like, the madman is getting so much rotation.
Yes.
Right?
Real.
And the thing is, then you got other people that you hear their music on YouTube and it don't get played. You know, like I remember on, and that's why like fireworks, you know. On fireworks, I remember they said last year they had over 500 and something songs in the system.
Yes.
But yet you could pick out on any given day 20 that can continue to get rotation. The other thing, I mean you can get a lot, but
and look, that's transcend to the facts as well. So if you go out and you go 10 different places, you can hear basically the same 20 songs too.
Yeah. And then the thing is, the reality is that when you get into July, I can write down today without even knowing what's coming. Who's the artist that can control the whole of July? What it is. It is what it is. But the beautiful thing about it now is that even though you may not get your rotation locally, whatever that may mean, you have CD Baby, you got YouTube, you got other platforms that you could get out your music.
Right, so why not do an album then?
Well, the reason why we're not do an album is one, first of all, strategy. Is a financial cost, first of all. So here's my thing. I would not necessarily go and tackle a loan or find all this money to do an album when I don't know if there are people out there that want to hear me. One. Two, I believe there are people out there that want to hear me. My goal is to find out where they are. And let me give an example. What changed my whole perception?
You run this same game here, right? Though. Corey Boyd did a masterclass.
The song that I recently released The Black Man that we can hopefully play tonight, right?
Hopefully.
I recorded The Black Man myself. I did the recording myself. I did the pre-mixing, editing, etc. And then I sent it off to Jamaica to get mixed and mastered.
Okay.
Right? Now, here's the thing, right?
You played any instruments on it?
No. I ain't playing any instruments.
Well, you record your vocals?
I record my vocals myself. Indra, I sent her the files. She did the background vocals, sent them back.
Bigger Indra.
She did a good job.
Bigger Indra for real.
I edit whatever. She does a very good job. And then they send them off, right? Now, here's the thing. Here. The lesson for all of that, the reason why I did it that way is because I have influence, right? I got to be responsible with it. But I want to be able to present to people opportunities that I myself had. And here's one opportunity.
I like that.
The Lord actually said to me, Corey, use what you have until you can do better. I would love to be able to work with local producers. You know what's the problem? I can't afford them. I just can't. I got a Jamaican guy that doing a rhythm for me now. Listen to this. He did the beat. He mixed it and mastered it for $100. Just let that sink in your head. right?
Yeah, hold on. This Jamaican producer, he created the beat.
And he makes a master for
And he US. Makes a master the beat, everything for Andrew the US. But not for an exclusive or a rhythm.
Exclusive for me.
That this song is yours?
Yeah. I found a guy. Let me get an example. I got a song that was done by a guy.
Quality too? They want songs that you hear.
Sluggy got an opportunity to hear about at least 12 of my songs.
You
hear enough different songs. So let me get, there are places online right now that I can give you all the websites that you can go now and buy an exclusive license of a song for $400 US. The rhythm, right? You got some that you can pay $50 US, some $60 US, some $100 US. That's just for the rhythm. Are you going to a producer here in Barbados, you might charge me $3,000 just for the rhythm, not for the recording, mixing, mastering, none of that. So my thing is that I'm not going to praise his work. All I said was I can't afford it. And I said thank you, and I moved on. So let me get back to this song, right? And the whole album thing, right?
I'm glad you're speaking about the cost. And I am sorry at all you went through your experience, Corey, that there's reason, and you will understand why. Because then you see me got like 5 or 6 youngsters, right? And want that quality recording from different studios that we get, you would know that it's pricey for real.
Yeah, we're pricey.
You know what I mean? So you would know
studio
what
studio time alone, push, brother.
Yeah.
And if, right. And because we got youngsters, studio time for them can be longer. Right? So like where if I got going to studio, I will do, I put in all the hard work at home. But you see, even though you put in hard work, when you get in the studio, you're in a different environment. So you are more prone to make mistakes in a studio than you would at home. But let me get back to this here now, right? So I did the recording myself.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own condenser mics. I got my own pop filter, my own headphones, my own DAW. I got my own interface. I got my own Mac, whatever. And I know how to use this stuff, right? Now, I was able to get the song, the beat done.
Mm-hmm.
I get the vocals done. I got the mix done. Actually, I sent to get a mix, and the guy that mixed, I didn't like his mix and master, so I got a different guy. I got it mixed, got it mastered. No, watch it. Bashment Soca changed the game in Barbados, and let me explain why, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Most people like me, who got all of this music sitting down pen, wanted to get into the good studios, or get into professional studios, because we believe that we needed that quality to put out the music. Bashment Soca guys from 2 or 3 years ago was recording with $50 mics in their bedrooms, and these radio stations play the music.
Yes.
I be a straight up.
Yes,
because
did.
I saw some little music videos the men would do.
Yes.
And listen,
and,
even if the men,
and the music was wonderful, the price don't determine the quality.
Right. No, even if the men using Shure Beta 58 mics, it might cost $250 or $153 mic, but it's not a KGC 415 mic that costs $3,000 US.
Understood.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But because of software, you are able now to get the quality you want at a much lesser price. No. So when I realized that these guys were doing this, right? You get a good body to mix here. I mean, you can even say a Julian Vocadini and get your vocals clean up so good that you would not even believe.
You feel that that boy's Pavarotti.
Right? Because of the software.
It's true.
But here, so I was like, these guys use what they had and put out. Of course, they had an underground market too, right? Remember when Open Gangnam Style came out?
Yes.
Open Gangnam Style. I want people to check this. Open Gangnam Style. A song that 99% of the world have no idea what it means. Up to today.
And make up meanings.
Right? Watch it. It is the only song in history to shut down YouTube. Mm-hmm. The algorithm at YouTube, I think, only allowed 2.2 billion or 2.1 billion views.
Mm-hmm.
Open Gangnam Style went past that. So because it went past the algorithm, it shut down YouTube.
Yeah, didn't expect to do this so well.
It wasn't Rihanna. It wasn't Beyonce. Right? It wasn't Michael Jackson. It wasn't Bono. It wasn't Ed Sheeran. You know what I mean? It wasn't a Whitney.
Yeah.
If you get where it wasn't Prince. It wasn't Will.i.am. It wasn't Eminem. It was Psy. Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
And you know what the Lord said to me? I will never forget it. He said, Corey, let this be an example to you that there's always somebody out there to light your madness.
It's true.
He put out a song that means nothing to us, and look what happened to it. So for me, that was an encouragement to me. Corey, you got music here, right? You got music that is good. You got good songs. And getting a little feedback.
Earphones, point earphones, please. Sorry.
Right?
Sorry, dude.
You got good songs. People need to hear them. I got people that was listening to my music for years. I have producers tell me, man, Corey, man, boy, you got enough to put an album, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Me tell you, boss, you got real music. Nuff.
Sluggy get a taser.
But I mean, enough. I don't.
So for me, what I'm doing now is that from learning from other people's mistakes who put out albums but never got it sold. And the reality is that I got to say this very carefully. And for the musicians and all the people out there, I just doing it in inverted commas. You can't see me, but inverted commas. Don't have an industry to sustain the musicians who do this or artists who want to do this full time. You know, it breaks my heart. And it's a straight talker. And the guys know I talk to some of them. It breaks my heart to see the talent that we produce out of BCC music program for the majority of them to just become music teachers. That don't make no sense to me. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with being a music teacher.
No.
But I have seen the talent that come out of BCC.
And you know that's not for the guys who go and help out. So when you see enough guys teaching, they ain't really teaching.
Right. Well, but my thing is
because there's enough.
There's enough of them.
Yeah,
there ain't enough
schools.
And there ain't enough schools. But then these guys are so talented.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart to see that a man only get two nights in a hotel. Yeah. But that's our talent. And it's so bad that...
And only $300.
But don't even talk about the price because I want the musicians that are so good because I'm not in that category, right? Those guys, I look up to these guys. But here's the challenge I got. It only takes a USB stick to replace them on a speaker. Before you got the bands, like before, you know, man, go and get YouTube...
Man, I had over 116 bands, boss.
Yeah, those are going to die down. And as technology gets better, guess what's going to happen?
Can't call 10 bands, no.
Things are going to decrease. So this is how I look at it. I remember I went to a couple of musicians and I told them, listen. I said, guys, I ain't going to call any names. I said, guys, listen to me, right? You ain't got no children. You are married. You are good enough that you can go and audition for Toy Tribute Band, though. You could go and audition for a lot of these massive bands out there. I say, why all y'all going to sit down and try to just eat from this small little plate in Barbados? Look at the guy, Mills.
Yeah, Adele.
I just use he as an example, one example. Look what he was able to do. And even if he don't play with her anymore, he's able now... That one, he's CV for life, you know?
Yeah, and and he's played for the top of the top.
Top, you understand? I'm saying is...
One of the premier players in the world, bro.
It's hurt me to see this talent. I mean, I talk about the talent is... listen, I used to be blown away by these guys, you know? But a lot of them are I don't know if it's just comfortable. I don't know if they're afraid. I remember...
Don't forget learned behavior too, Corey. Don't forget it's... Because it'd be real hard sometimes to get in...
To step out?
No, to get men to believe in itself, especially in BIM. And I'm only meaning... Because I find it in sports too. Because I find like you got like Brianna Williams, right? Who's like 17.
Yeah.
But Jamaica and the rest of the world, you know, looking at she's 17. Yeah, she's supposed to be there. But if we know at 17, we'd be trying to compete in the school sports and... About 17 in Barbados, don't
look at the girl that was playing at top in school at Harrison College that got the opportunity to play cricket. Here, listen to me. That was a boss move. Yeah. Because think about it, right? At that age and get an opportunity to play international cricket, you got some parents that would tell you, stay and get education. You know what's beautiful about what she did? And I can call his name. Alvin Bob taught me something. He said, Corey, when you get those opportunities, you take them. He said, you know why? Because there are only so many years you have to be good in sports. He said, when you done make your money, you done do everything, you could come back and study. Education again, you know?
It's real.
But that was a big move. And I'm sure a lot of persons would have criticized that move. You understand? But I just want to see the musicians in Barbados. I'd freak out over these guys, you know? And eventually... what happens is that the guy's been on a trajectory like this. Oh, nobody can see, but let's say a 45 degree angle as it relates to your development. Come out the BCC, it slow down, and then it start to become like a plateau. Or it's become now at like 25 degrees.
Yeah, and I find too, this one thing they find this, but I give up everything I was doing, I only work with you. Because I find like, you know, like maybe look at your world, you got enough child stars and children that you were called the prodigies and real good. And some of them, you know the name, like how you would know like Bobby Brown or them from Little Boys, how you would know Michael Jackson or them from Little Boys. Like how like my generation, obviously, or people a little younger than us would know a little Bow Wow. Who was a star, Lil Roman, who was a star. And then like in Bim, you want to tell me to all the children in Barbados. Or if they got 40,000 children, you want to tell me they ain't got 20, that's amazing.
I think they are there. I think they're there.
But no. Like, don't get me wrong. So me explain the quality or the amount is there. Then the question. Mm-hmm. I wonder why we ain't know them. Not we may. Don't forget, you know, Corey, me and you live this. So we can know them. But I mean, if you ask the general public for 10 children in BIM that stars, can I name 10?
Well, I can tell you this. This is where, and I could be wrong.
But why is we to so old?
I could be wrong.
Especially the arts.
I could be wrong, right? I could be wrong. And I'm speaking as one that I am not a full-time musician.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in the industry, right? I am a person who use my music, who use words to influence people, whether it's through books, whether it's through my writing, my public speaking, my Facebook posts, and music.
And we can discuss a little that book too. But
I use words. God has blessed me with a gift of communication and influence through words. So that's where I am, right? But here is my concern. The reason why we got the Breonna Williams, forget Breonna, that's athletics. The reason why we got Coffee could not do what she did in 18 months if she didn't have an industry in Jamaica backing she, and she had the stalwarts in music backing
she. They were trying to show.
You understand me?
I can
push it even harder.
Go ahead.
You got a lot of artists in Barbados that would get that start to move up or even establish that may get an opportunity to tour or travel, and they don't carry any other youngsters with them to open for them. Huh? Or put them as part of their backups, and then when they got 30 minutes or hour set, give them 2 songs to sing.
But and that's them. And Corey, this sound got me right. Like you will see, let's say for example, you will got like these artists in BIM who will start to get some leeway and get songs blazing, like you said, and you will see the main names big, but you won't see them got like 2 elements. Well, then like how Jamaicans do it, Jamaica like.
You look at Bounty and the amount of
that's artists. Jamaican culture. Like Popcorn come here and a big band of men, but he still singing and we know them. But Popcorn, Gnap, Sizzler come here and enough men, but he still singing with Sizzler. And you know the man. Like, everybody's doing it. Like you said, like Cocoa T had a spot on the Sunfest Reggae Sunfest.
And he
out,
I right, it.
And he gives you a big part. She didn't bust us yet, right? She didn't get she didn't get.
And then when BBC One Extra do the recording Chronics in Tough Gong.
But
Chronics, yes, but they say a Chronics video.
Like Chronics get a big break now, although he moving a big career, and Chronics brought along Coffee. Like I don't really
I don't see
big artists, and it mean all the big names when they're going on tour.
I could be wrong.
It could be too that being big enough. It could be because some artists will make the excuse, well, I ain't big enough yet to get the boy big.
Listen to me.
Let me
show you something, Sluggy. If you as an artist.
Yes.
All right. If you as an artist starting to grow and get influence, right? One of the ways you may not be able to carry, let's say you can't carry somebody upcoming with you. You know what you could do? You could do a collab with them. You could do a song and feature them.
Now we're talking about.
You understand? So people know your name already. But people say, wait, who's that body that he got there with he on this song? You introduce these people. At the end of the day, how I see it is that we have to function from the perspective that we want to sustain, but we want to make each other's lives better. The reason why it's important to make each other's lives better. I remember when a certain contractor in Barbados had a situation where he needed money. He wasn't getting paid for a building he built, right? I remember in the newspaper, the man said he didn't owe money for enough years. The man said he went to a friend and he asked his friend to just lend him $2 million. Now I read that in paper and I said, who's got friends that's lend you $2 million, mm-hmm. right? And you know what I started to think about? I said, God, you know what? Any day I had to learn how to become a multimillionaire or a millionaire, you know what's the first thing I can do? I can pull about 5 or 6 or 7, 8 people that I love, and I can show them everything that I learned and see if I can bring them up to be also millionaires. And here's one of the reasons. Here's a few reasons why. One, so that I can improve their lives. That's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. But here's the other reason. Once a millionaire don't mean always a millionaire. Now, if I's the only body that's the millionaire and they come on to hard times, well, you can't go and ask the poor man to help
dog, me. That's,
but
that's,
if I help 10 that's men.
That's the general idea concept, brother.
But if I help 10 men to become great and they hit hard times, just like that coach, y'all, and we're going to send this in slugs. I need 40 grand. You know, and you can help me out. Same procedure with music.
But that's how it should
because
be.
Because I may be good today, and then I disappear because I become irrelevant as things change. But I got somebody here that I brought along.
So you can't die?
Can't die.
Wait, when last Bounty Killer had a hit song? Are we still talking about Bounty Killer?
Still talking about
Bounty. We still talking about Rodney Price. When last he, like, we were still talking about Babyface. When last Babyface had a hit song, but you could say he write for Boyz II Men. You could call endless names. Yeah. Like, what the men don't understand, this is odd to your life. Like, last time we were having this conversation with one of my friends, Dwayne and Andy. Right, so we have this same conversation, and the men somehow, Corey, I feel what you're saying, bro, because I don't feel we understand how powerful it would be if a gang big, and they bring along 2 men, and then these 2 men get big. I can't die because you know if I die, what I could do, Corey? Do a collab with you?
Do it just.
My man, you see, Trinidad dance all running things. Yeah. Trinidad dance all on the street. But you know, the model the Trinidad men use for the dance hall on the street, like, man, Jelano and Swan, they man come out under a name. And this name, Beer Man. When it's a Beer Man, it means Nuff Man.
Let me give something.
Nuff Man on the hilltop, you understand? So when this man gets shiny, these men got to be playing sure too. So eventually, if you're hearing Sluggy, and you hear me talking about LaShawna all the time, you hear me talking about Ahanjia all the time, and hear me mentioning Randy name all the time, because you got to know that man too.
You know, it's one thing
that way you can't do. Go ahead.
We can do in sorry. Barbados.
You know, they said that about Kess and the chap who won the.
Yes, I was George.
He had to bring Kess to keep his name up.
And you know, and I wouldn't know could brag and say, well, this is 30 years in the game, and he's still been in Royal Marsden. So come on, you know what I mean? I cast there and push cast. Marshall did it. Marshall, Kirby the boy, you know, but Kirby the boy because of Marshall. I know I like Patrice because of Marshall.
But at the end of the day, we have.
And the other artists too. Sorry, Corey. And the other artists too, because like why ain't got a song? Why they ain't got no Ray Placid buying a Marsville song or Nagyabi? Nagyabi's song was stiffy.
Or even I can go back just to the reggae.
When they call them, right? I just draw an example, you know what I mean? Not saying these men didn't do it, but it's for an example. Like, why I want to see that unity. But
even greater collabs, even amongst the reggae men, right? Me give an example. You got a song, have me tired like a cow dung on the pasture, cock and jar and me voice get shaky ranks.
Mm-hmm.
No, Shaky was a brilliant reggae man.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about reggae, you know who it is that we got a few guys holding me up. But we got so much reggae singers in Barbados. Why ain't saying more rhythms? Rhythms that got 8 main panic. And we start to build these rhythms. And what happened? We build the rhythms and hopefully.
In reggae, when you say reggae, you mean reggae only, you mean the whole genre, you mean dance, reggae.
Well, I was just speaking about reggae.
Okay.
But it could be dancehall too.
But in dancehall, it's crazy. In dancehall, right, you got like 40 men on one rhythm now.
Right, but that's too much.
But the little men know, see what we're saying that should happen? The youngsters know, just that them from a different part of life that.
Yeah, and the lyrics.
We might not write. And a lot of the content. You understand?
I don't like the content.
Right, but them got the blueprint. Like, just the same block culture.
Yeah.
You got the blueprint. You know, all of we here.
Like, the same Bashment Soca had an underground movement for so long.
Here, well, you understand? That's how Bashment Soca get popular. Correct.
It's only when it get to mainstream radio that people say, yeah, with this Bashment culture thing, what's the thing that's going on? For years, it had a little quote unquote wars with the Bashment Soca thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't called Bashment Soca then, but our men used to call it Beijing Bashment. I can't remember.
It had a name.
But you know how we learned about it? Tree school children.
Yeah.
You out of school and you hear these children playing this music. I say, what is this? I talk about this is from when I was teaching in 20, I stopped teaching in 2013.
Right.
All back
the,
then.
Because the underground culture was, before more get prominent on the radio, like underground, more already be at SK, the huge, SK and more already huge, just that they ain't come to the forefront now.
Yeah, and there was a lot of other guys too that I went to school with that was part of that culture. But my thing is that I want to do an album because one, I prefer to put out the singles and let the singles demand the album. You understand? Even if I had to do an album, I would do, it's called an EP, just 5 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Put 5 tracks out and I will release it. Now, here's the other thing. Most of the music, if I had to do an album, though, I would not do a gospel album. When I say gospel or a Christian album, because most people know me as a Christian. I got Christian music.
Yeah.
But if I had to do an album now, 5 tracks, I'm dealing with social issues.
Messages.
Yeah. Right? Even, I try and feel away with if for sure I can release stuff for Crop Over this year. And if I do, I can probably do it.
Drop the music.
Because it's like you hear some of it.
Let go of the music.
Well, that's a great segue for us because we are almost, in fact, our time is up already. But what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is we're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back and wrap up. But in this break, we're going to hear that very song you're asking.
The Black Man.
The Black Man. We got to play that. We got to hear from our good friend, I believe.
Yeah, she got a serious question because Corey touched on something about Price and what he did and... And he went to, work with somebody in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And
well, I first worked with somebody in Romania. There's a couple
guys. Right, but it made the concept, and LaShawn and I, like, we had a meeting outside, and we were talking about a similar predicament that she and all authors, you know what I mean? Like, her is in a particular predicament, what them is going to do, what them got to do, just to get a book written, which is very, very...
Published.
Yeah, hurtful. So, LaShawn, we can speak about that.
We'll come back and chat about that for a couple of minutes because we are way behind time, but we want to hear Corey Worrell and The Black Man.
Yeah. Is microphone on? So here we're going on, door peepers. I want to talk to all my black people, all my black mothers and fathers, all my black sisters and brothers. I want them to understand something, though. You got to take responsibility for your own actions. Check this. Take a look inside society and tell me, what do you see? Some black men are destroying their own destiny. Now take a look inside the government and tell me, what do you see? Do you see the face of a white man leading this country? Was it the white man who stopped this black brother? And was it the Syrian who pulled the trigger? Is it the Indians hustling drugs on the corner? No, no, it's my black brothers and sisters. Them limit the system yet still want and blood from it. Accessing the knowledge but still won't capitalize on it. Descendants of a race that is dominant, with giftings and talents in abundance. So Mr. Youth, no need to shoot. Put down the gun, pull up your pants, strap up your boots. A gangster life is a wasted life, that is the truth. What the future will look like is up to you. We see that jail or the cemetery. If there's no change, this is your destiny. You made your bed, now lie down in it. Accept responsibility, whose fault is it? And was it the white man who stopped this black brother? And was it the Syrian who pulled the trigger? Is it the Indians hustling drugs on the corner? No, no, it's my black brothers and sisters. Have you ever read Mandela's story? A life of crime is a waste of time. But Marley told you, man, see, paint your minds. You're on the road to destruction, can't you see the signs? I know you're not blind. You do the work of the big boss, but it is you who will pay the cost. They might use you and abuse you. When you die, I go to
black brother and was it the Syrian who pulled the trigger? Is it the Indians hustling drugs on the corner? No, no, it's my black brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Example of great Barbadian talent there for you. That's Corey Ward with something called The Black Man. The noise you hear in the background there is Sluggy.
When you hear Corey, think of a good politician. I know you shouldn't go out still good before you were a politician, but you have to.
Or can you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Of course. That was a rhetorical question.
I like it. But
all in good
Corey, you said... Here you quote something about gospel. You know if you want to do a gospel album.
No, I got enough music that I can do both a gospel album and then an album. And when it's a gospel, that's another thing too. When I do my gospel, it can be soca, same dancehall, same reggae, right? But the message is different. Mm-hmm. But the music that I am going to be putting out now is more issues. Social issues. Like the other song there that I did on a rhythm called Guide the Youth, I dealing with youth aspects. Then I had a I got a lot of music to come.
But why this title door quick before you
go? Right, so where the black man come from?
I like
from?
That one, by the way.
Boy, some rough. Like
I got a lot to come. The problem is just money.
But
this song here, The Black Man, you remember in 2017,
mm-hmm.
when you had a shooting down Crop Over and the guy get shot down Spring Garden?
Yeah.
I was outside hanging out clothes and this song came to me. Now the reason why I do it this way too is I would do a lot of posts on social media. I write articles. I would speak in schools. I would speak overseas, you know, and I would share the message. But when I speak to you in person, that's the message only once. When I put it in a song, you can replay. You can replay. So my thing is, I can't get to the blocks. I can't get to every bad boy. I can't get to every man got a gun.
So you do it how you appeal to them.
So right. So I do the song, and I send the message to you. Because why trying to show the guys is this, right? You look at the chorus. Uh-huh. Was it the white man who stabbed his black brother? Was it the Syrian who pulled the trigger? Was it the Indian selling drugs on the corner? No, did the black people do?
That yeah,
for, look at them blaming the system. Now that second verse. Them blaming the system yet still won't unplug from it. Accessing the knowledge yet still won't capitalize on it. Descendants of a race that is dominant with giftings and talents in abundance. So Mr. Youth, no need to shoot. So you complain about the system, but you're unplugging from the system.
Right. Quick there. I feel you on that, but. I blame the youth for that too, but I also blame the system too. So if one don't mix the other one right, but what you're saying is 100% correct. And but just that we know that there's also more to it, because there's put things there for we to do them things, and everybody not smart as you and I. And I don't think that in the world, if you got an idiot, it's just lefty. You know what I mean? Like he's an idiot, lefty lay dead. Like, some people smart, some people aren't. That's how life is. So I'm glad that you do. I'm glad that you don't just give up on the youths, right, Corey? And I'm glad you did it that way to appeal to them, because you could have really said, well, living how are you supposed to live? It's already doing enough, so you don't have a good beyond. You understand me? So I'm glad that you did it that way to appeal to them, because We got to bite the bullet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
the other thing too, Sluggy, is this.
Go ahead.
A lot of people will say that the youths, the way them is, because of parenting. Now, that is not always true, because there are a lot of parents who have done what they were supposed to do as a parent. People got to understand that even though you set the right example, you provide for your children, etc., a child at a certain age will make its own decision. Mm-hmm. No, the other thing is, though, you got parents that didn't do what they were supposed to do, and it's resulted in the problems we have. Now, what society fails to realize is that if you take the position, die my child, if she or he do that, what you got to understand is where the parent has failed, the problem becomes, the problem affects all of us. What has to happen now is sad. Not sad, but is just what it is. Sometimes you, Sluggy, me, and the people that are listening, we got to pick up the slack, though, where the parent didn't do
that. I feeling that, yeah, we got to. So that's some of the purpose. That's one of the reasons for the music and the message and the way you do it. I like that. And of course, we got the this conversation can get much more deeper and wider.
You'll have to bring him back again, as usual.
Yeah, for sure, guests. because we got it on Pity Book too, and then Corey got so much.
He has a book that he wrote.
Yeah,
all right. Mention that very quickly.
You know who the legend? You know who this boy? You're looking at a superstar.
Make the listeners aware of this.
You're looking at a superstar. Just a what?
I know.
A Bajan's a superstar, bro.
I want to get to LaShawna.
Yeah,
before
so
we
the
wrap
book
up.
Is called Letters to the Nation. Mm-hmm. There are just only a few left in bookstores.
Talk.
But if you check my Facebook page, very, very soon I will let you know. It's actually online everywhere. Ingram Spar, Nooks, Apple, Amazon, everything is all over.
Letters to the Nation.
It's called Letters to the Nation.
Be quick, where the name come from, though? Letters
so
to the Nation.
So I used to write an article in the newspaper, real. In the Nation, right? I used to write an article in the Nation called All Right Then. It used to be on Thursdays.
So you TV Nation mm-hmm. there?
No, remember, you know me, everything is based on strategy,
yeah.
right? So I wrote for 7 years and 4 months. Now, these letters, which you could also call articles, right? It's just, the book is a book of influence, sorry, of inspiration and encouragement. That's mm-hmm. all it is, right? And there are about 44 or 45 or 54 different letters of encouragement. Now, here the name come from. I used to write and submit these letters to the Nation, and the Nation would publish it for the Nation. So one is Nation, the company. The other one is Nation,
the country.
Barbados, the country. So these are letters to the Nation. So what I did is just play on both, mm-hmm. right? And that's where the name came from.
LaShawna, ladies and gentlemen. You know,
he didn't want to introduce you earlier.
She don't need. She needs any introduction. She can be a staple, and we got a lot of work to do together. So don't worry. You're all gonna see she some more. Mm-hmm. You know, she can be handling everything for me as well too. So we got. You can always see her a lot more. So this isn't a hello and goodbye at all. Not being this for long haul. But Corey, when you listen to this too, Corey, right? So we were speaking mm-hmm. and it was answering about the printery and so on mm-hmm. in Barbados. Like if you write a book or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then you were telling me the problems that an author would get, and the prices that you were quoting. You tell me these. You called yourself. And you got the information yourself. So it will cost you like $2.10, like, say overseas, but $25 here. Like, I want you to speak a little to that, because the ratio to me sounds crazy.
Your book was in color.
Yeah.
That's why.
But not only
I mean, that's why. So this is a true
not
thing? Anyhow, sorry, speak to
I
the mic.
Read a book, so
come close, man.
No,
come.
Speak.
But, I mean, if you're answering, come close to the mic. Speak, yeah. Speak, LaShawna, because I want you to say this.
Well, for me, being that I write poetry books, my books are customized sizes. Mm-hmm. So they're not standard. You know, you get 4x6, 4x7. Correct. So my first two books were 8x11. So it's a custom size because I wanted it to look different to everything
right.
else.
Speaking,
right?
But he can hear you. Don't look
yeah.
at him.
To everything else. But what I find with local printeries, and all authors could tell you this, it is cheaper to put your books on Amazon and bring them in than it is to print here.
And bring them in?
Yes, then print here, because I would rather pay $2.15 US mm-hmm. right per book than when I go to a printery to charge me between $3,000 and $4,000 for 100.
That come with how much a book? I ain't that smart.
Roughly, that's $40 a book.
Or turkey.
Man, wait. So you are saying the same book that you can buy overseas, mm-hmm. that you can get done overseas, sorry, for $2.15 US,
mm-hmm. and the quality is 100%.
But I mean, so I don't understand that. So $2 something US, right? Mm-hmm. And it would cost like $40 home.
Mm-hmm.
But my books didn't cost that much because my book is just black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Find the tiny. Listen, you could got if you have one page that's color is the same price as if you got 12, 15, 100 mm-hmm. pages is color.
In Barbados?
But the cover of your book is in color?
Yeah.
Mine too.
Right. But I didn't have to pay different for the color. I went to three companies. Mm-hmm. I got three quotations. I had a quotation as much as almost 10 grand.
Thank you.
For 400 bucks.
For how much?
400 bucks.
It hurt. Right? This, I will say it. And cheers, fellas. Tell you hello, by the way.
Yeah, we're going on, Stephanie. Respect. Yeah.
Hey, Steph.
My nerves. But
go ahead, quick, Corey.
Yeah,
so sorry.
I got my book on me just to show you, right? Mm-hmm.
So somebody quote you 10 grand for two balls or like this
it costs almost 10 grand. Almost 10 grand. Right? But you see, the thing is, it and for those who just checking live, this is the book. Now, I must say that Court did an excellent job on my book. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent job. And the thing is that I would not have put color in it because I wanted to sell the book at $40. Because, and I can tell you why.
So you can't pay $40 for the book if you want to sell it at $42.
Precisely.
Right.
And I am the sort of person, I a little different. Even if the market would allow me to sell this book at 60, I would have still sell it at 40 based on principle.
But that means that you're absorbing the cost, no.
Right, but I ain't talking about if I get produced at 40. Right, okay, I talk about if I go produce cheaper, I would still sell it at 40. Yes. And the reason for that
is even though you could have made 60.
Yes, I could have sell it at 60. I could have sell this book at 50. But here is the thing. Here is my principle. I, Corey Worrell, would not have bought this book for $60. So how should I sell it to you for 60?
Mm-hmm. Where so color is that much more? You said if you've got one page color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 12. Is it the same?
Yeah.
The reason
once
for that?
It's color. Once you want, they will ask you when you submit, is the book in color? Right? All right, let me give you an example. So when I went to get the book print, I asked for a proof. Mm-hmm. The proof is cost about $400.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or $500 for one book. Here?
Mm-hmm.
That's one book. Because, and I explained to them, I asked the question, I said, but why one book costs so much money and I can already buy 400 from you? Because, and they explained to me, I still don't agree with it, but they say the setup to print 1,000 is the same setup to print one. But
So are there any incentives for being local?
Yeah, but listen, Court did an excellent job.
So Court is who you went to do?
I went to them.
You went overseas?
I went on.
Right? Here's the challenge you're on. So I got my book on Amazon now, right? So what I did, the reason why I did not announce to people that the book on Amazon is because I requested an author's copy. Because when you submit your PDF to Amazon, Amazon can sell your book. But you don't know what the print look like. So I asked for an author's copy.
Mm-mm.
But how you gonna know what the print look like?
I would say I have 3 books on Amazon and I never had that problem.
When
you go on Kindle, you set up, you can read the changes and edit.
I talk about the hard book. If you buy a book from Amazon, if you buy my right, so that's what I'm saying. Right, I asked for an author copy.
That's what he said earlier.
I wanted to check the book first to make sure what Amazon is selling is exactly what it is that I wanted. Because let me give you an example. When you upload to Amazon, you have to fulfill their formatting.
Mm-hmm.
But when you upload to Ingram Spark, which will get you know into Barnes and Nobles and those things, a different format. When you upload to Smashwords, a different format.
Okay.
So right now I am waiting. It's already posted for my England Spark copy because England Spark printing is different to Amazon printing.
Yeah.
So that's why I did not let persons know. But I will say this: Court did an excellent job. When I took this book to one of the bookstores, the owner didn't believe it was a local book because of the quality. There is when you look at this here. If you go to an airport and you walk into Barnes and Nobles, you see this. It's only because you know me, you know this doing Barbados? Or that this is Barbados book? If I actually took out my Amazon book, I have it, not on me, I have it home. But if I took out the book from Amazon, you cannot tell which was from Amazon and which was from Barbados. But what I would say is this though, I print on white paper in Barbados. I asked them about the cream paper and the price went up by at least $4,000.
Thank you.
What?
I'll tell you what.
Just for paper.
I'll tell you one thing. Amazon and Court will be hearing from the accounts department here at StarCom.
Yeah,
you got to wrap it up.
I got to be straight up. They did an excellent job and their customer service was excellent.
All right, wonderful.
So, LaShawna, you say for you, quickly, before it cheaper for you, it'll cost you two something.
Mm-hmm.
With the new VAT? With the new...
I spoke about the VAT on Sunday night when I won my award and I promised myself that I would speak once. The VAT is hurting local authors, especially us that are online. But even with the VAT, it's still cheaper. You believe that? Even with it. Because my books have bleed. Books have trim.
So what she mean by bleed, right? So for instance, what bleed will represent is that that means her color goes to the edge of the page.
Yes.
So she got to give a little extra. So when the print, then they got cut and all of that is get very, very technical.
So how is it? One technical here?
No, technical period? But you got to understand, you cannot compare The reality here is you can't compare overseas printing costs with local printing costs.
But you see, overseas printing is subsidized because I understand authors got to live. And that's where we need to get to in Barbados.
But that can carry into different
discussions. We can continue that.
We're going to curtail the discussion. Interesting, I must tell you.
Listen, for real.
Thank you so much for coming by, Corey. LaShawna, pleasure.
Now, see, he can be here again.
Yeah, you have to invite him back again.
Yeah, he got to come again.
Time is really, really against us. Because
it's on YouTube. You can go to YouTube, type in Corey Worrell, the black man, and you will find the sound there. And you can also go on to Amazon and the other platforms and you type in Corey Worrell.
Right, black man will get a spin again for sure.
Corey, let me say this quick before you go ahead. Because you stumbled the song on YouTube, this can't be your last time, bro. You can't do a legend in 1 hour. You know what I mean? Legends, you got a table a week.
So I get staggering there. You mean this one is what you want, right?
Right. So you can't do a legend in 1 hour. And LaShawna, of course, you know you're gonna be back. We have some work to do. And congratulations on your going on People's Choice Awards. I'm a boy Corey. Congratulations on good work on the song. Mrs. Steely.
Yes, sir.
It's been great. It's been awesome. And these stories will never ever end. But of course, all good things must come to a pause. Because you know your goodness never ends. Thank you very much, Barbados. This has been Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on VOB 92.9, the nation's number one station. And this is your boy on the number one show. Sluggy Manners.
Respect.
Thank you. That's Sluggy. LaShawna there, as usual. And Corey Worrell in on this edition of Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. You can join us again next week, Saturday at 6 for another edition. We're going to go out with Corey Worrell on something called Guide the Youth. Have a good evening, Bobby. That's some Gretchen Sully. Take care. We're gone. Bye-bye.
Represent the future of our nation. You who have children know the joy to be called a mommy and a daddy. Don't take it for granted. There are millions who would love this opportunity. Create the culture where they can approach you about anything. Let love be the foundation in your correction and discipline. Never you reward ungodly behavior. Never call them a mistake or a failure. Let them know they are royalty, created in the image and the likeness of the Father. Keep them away from bad-minded people. Ground them in the word of the Lord and not evil. Anytime they fall down, you pick them up. Love them up, pick them up and carry them to higher level. You have to walk with them. You got to talk with them. Spend a little time with them. You can't see them up. The youth are crying out for guidance. You got to show love. Represent the future of our nation. You have to walk with them. Talk with them. You can't tell them my love. The youth are crying out for guidance.